Well, the problems with the delimitation process of the maritime boundaries, most of the Pacific islands, is the unavailability of data to begin the process of delimitating the process. But however, we are much grateful with the assistance of the SBC SOPEC and the Commonwealth Secretariats, who assisted us in providing this data to enable us to begin the delimitation process of our maritime boundaries.
So where do you start, particularly with Cook Islands, which, of course, there are so many islands spread over such a great distance? How on earth do you figure out where the boundaries lie?
Oh, well, to begin with the baseline, we have acquired this satellite images from SBC SOPEC to actually delimitate the baseline out of the reef of the submerged reef. That's where the baseline is. And then we have a special software developed for this process, which is the Monzone, which calculates the outer limit of this of the baseline. That is the 12 territorial seas, the 24 nautical miles, and the 200 EEZ calculated by this software called Monzone.
And clearly, to have these boundaries firmly established and internationally recognised is becoming increasingly important when we talk, for example, about monitoring illegal fishing and that sort of thing. Countries need to know where their boundaries lie.
Well, yeah, this is quite very important to make most of the Pacific Islands countries to strengthen our position to monitor the illegal fishing in our international waters, as we have seen in the past, that there are some illegal fishing in our waters that we finding hard to prosecute these fishing vessels. But however, by completing the our maritime boundaries, we and launch. Submit all our coordinates with the Division of Ocean Affairs at the United Nations office to make it legal for us to move forward by prosecuting all the illegal fishing activities in our waters.
So will this be the first time that Cook Islands' maritime boundaries have been precisely established in this way, or is this in essence an update of the work that has been done over past decades and indeed past centuries, which obviously didn't have the degree of accuracy that is available to you now?
Yes, this is the most accurate baseline that we use. In the past, we have used a nautical chart that was produced by LINCS, our charting authority, which is a bit out of accuracy, and some of the geographical position of some of the islands is not on their true geographical position, but we require this data, which is more accurate for this purpose, to delimitate our maritime boundaries.
So if we draw a ring around the widest extent of Cook Islands' maritime boundaries, based on what you now know, have the boundaries expanded or contracted?
Well, with the new data, it's slightly expanded a bit. Our total 200 EEZ, it's 1,997 square kilometers, the total, from the previous one.
So is that significant in terms of Cook Islands' economy and what that might mean in the future in terms of what you're able to do within those boundaries?
In those boundaries, now we're going to establish a marine park that we have to determine the zones of and manage our ocean. We need to identify which of these zones in terms of fishing, whether these fishing activities will the government allow them to fish in the 12 nautical mile or the 24 nautical mile. And now we have moving forward with the seabed mining, and of course these zones will impact on these seabed mining activities. But that's why this is very important to determine these zones to restrict or allow the seabed mining or activities within this zone. It's very it's an excellent opportunity for us to determine these areas.
So, therefore, what that should mean for Cook Islands, particularly when we're talking about seabed mining, is that if mineral resources are found down there within your boundaries, there should be no argument over ownership. For example, as we saw perhaps over the oil and gas reserves between East Timor and Australia, which, of course, is in the courts now.
Yeah, well, in terms of the abundance of manganese mineral resources under our seabed, I think the most abundance of manganese around the world is based under our seabed, which we are still working with our legal framework to ensure that the mining activity is mined according to our local legislation. To ensure there's no over-exploitation of our mineral resources, to ensure that we have proper legal legislation to protect us from over-exploitation of our seabed minerals.
Okay, well, thank you very much indeed for explaining it all to us, and congratulations on your successful mission. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you very much. Can I just acknowledge the support of the Government of Australia and Geoscience Australia, the Australian Attorney General Office, Commonwealth Secretariat, SPCFFA, University of Sydney, UNEP, Great Arendal, Government of Norway, for their continuous support, enabling us Pacific Islands to begin our delimitation process of establishing our maritime boundaries. Thank you very much.